Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It has been more than a year since China banned the import of some recyclable materials such as mixed paper and plastics. That decision has affected recycling all over the world, including in the U.S. Lower demand for recycled material has led to lower prices, and meanwhile, processing costs remain the same. So many cities and towns are trying to figure out what to do with their recyclables. Lester Graham of Michigan Radio reports on how some communities in Michigan are coping.
Workers are sorting recyclable items on a production line at the Southeastern Oakland County Resource Recovery Authority facility.
This guy here is looking for water bottles or that type of material. And that goes in the bin. Everybody else is looking for something different.
That's Jeff McKean, the general manager of SOCRA.
We have 12 member communities. All the recycling from those 12 communities comes here for processing.
SOCRA sells its recyclable materials to brokers who then find buyers on the market. He says occasionally material is shipped overseas, but most of it stays local. The price increases for taking recycled goods to the market is just beginning to be felt in this part of Michigan.
And I'm putting my budget together right now for our next fiscal year. We're on a July 1 fiscal year basis. And we're not going to make as much money as we'd hoped from the sale of our materials. So we have to factor that into our rates for next year.
Instead of crediting its municipalities for the recyclables, actually sending money back to each municipality, SOCRA might have to start charging the cities. They're lucky. Some cities don't have anywhere to turn at all, as rates for recycling processes cost the same, but the market prices are down.
Well, there are not a lot of options, unfortunately. The capacity like we have here for sorting recycling is pretty limited in this area.
Just 23 miles southwest, the Wayne County city of Westland is one of the hardest hit. William Wild is the city's mayor.
We found out back in February that our rate, which was at the time was $18 a ton to recycle, was going to, in 30 days, move to $80 a ton.
Westland had a month-to-month contract. As market prices for recyclable material dropped, the city's rates for pickup and processing more than quadrupled. The city has a high rate of participation among its citizens in the recycling program, and it didn't want to lose that, so Mayor Wild looked into a temporary solution, sending recyclable material to a waste-to-energy incinerator in Detroit. The Westland City Council did not like that idea. In the end, it didn't matter. The incinerator closed just a few weeks later. Now Westland is simply sending its recyclables to the landfill.
There's so many things that are outside of the city of Westland's control because it's a statewide issue. It's a global issue. There's a lot of uncertainties. But in the midterm, we're asking our residents to continue separating trash from recyclables.
Westland residents are not happy about sending recyclable material to the landfill, and officials are getting lots of angry calls. But the people are still separating recyclable materials so they don't get out of the habit. They're hoping for a solution soon.
I was hoping that they wouldn't just abandon it, but I'm pleasantly surprised that our volume's still about the same while it is being landfilled. I think they know that we are looking for other opportunities.
The city is talking with other nearby communities about joining together and bypassing private firms, directly taking their sorted recyclables to the market. Other cities around the state have longer-term contracts. When those contracts expire, those towns might also be facing much higher costs. Communities are going to face some tough decisions: pay more or stop recycling. But many people feel really good about recycling. It makes them feel as if they're actively doing something for the planet. Karen O'Brien is the executive director of the Michigan Recycling Coalition. O'Brien thinks people will be willing to pay a little more for the privilege of curbside recycling. She also thinks people should start thinking about the packaging they're bringing into their homes.
The sheer volume of materials at the end of their life that we dispose of is ever increasing. It's not going down. With the advent of plastics and disposables and single-serve containers and all that kind of stuff. And I hope that as we make decisions, that we make decisions to be better stewards of ourselves, really.
Reducing the need to recycle by not buying goods and throwaway packaging might be the first step to stop the glut of recycled material driving the markets down. For Here and Now, I'm Lester Graham.